Where's it at now versus where it was a couple weeks ago?
I don't know. You got ask the trainers and the coaches. I kind of, it's kind of a thing where it's a bizarre thing, but it's kind of, it's a nerve type deal. It's kind of not getting much better.
Difficult has it been for you to kind of sit back and see the defense and the struggle the way it has?
I mean, obviously, you know, you want to be able to be out there and help your team. It's something that, yeah, I'd, you know, love to be out there and be playing and helping out and doing whatever I can. But still, you know, staying involved, you know, with the game plan and trying to help, you know, whoever's out, whoever's in there, trying to help them out and trying to, you know, see what they're going to let me do, what they can let me do and, you know, go from there.
What are you noticing, like, on film or when you go back and you actually get a chance to see how the others are performing?
I mean, everyone's, you know, playing hard. I mean, there's not an effort problem. Everyone's doing their job playing hard. It's just, you know, something we got to, you know, obviously, you know, do a better job on defense.
James Morris, he goes out there as a, you know, true freshman.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great athlete. He's a good kid. I've roomed with him all throughout camp, and actually every hotel, every time we go to a hotel for games, I room with him. You know, he's a great kid, and I'm just, you know, I'm telling him, you know, you're a great athlete. You know, just play confident, and he's a very smart kid. He's picking up stuff pretty quick, so it's pretty good to see, definitely.
Is it one of those things where he's coming up to you and, you know, getting your take on things, or is it more you just kind of passing things along to him, especially like right now?
Yeah, no, yesterday at practice, he'll come to me and be like, hey, you know, is this doing right, or what happens if they do this, and it's kind of, you know, nice I can be there and help him out and kind of tell him so he's not, you know, always bugging coach. Coach is trying to coach the other players that are in there, and definitely I'm trying to, yeah, you know, help him out as much as I can. And then other things, you know, I'll try to point him out, say, hey, you can do this differently, or this, you know, try this out, see what you feel about this. But yeah, it's definitely something we're both kind of working with each other, and it helps out a lot.
Are you worried that this thing's going to linger all season and maybe you have to get back out there again?
And obviously it's something you can't control, so you try not to think about it too much. You know, you don't want to, you know, get down on yourself and just start getting, you know, frustrated about it, because you really just got to stay positive. And I've been trying to stay positive through the whole process. And, yeah, I mean, obviously that would not be what I was looking for if it didn't get better the whole season. But, you know, just looking to make progress and, you know, go from there.
How do you stay positive?
I mean, yeah, it's, I mean, obviously I've been here before. I hate to say I practice, you know, with injuries or whatnot, but something happens in sports, and, you know, it's obviously one of the only negatives in sports is, you know, injuries, and something you have to deal with. And you just got to, you know, stay positive, stay, you know, part of the team, keep with the game plan, you know, help out any way you can and look at it, you know. It's really not, I mean, it could be worse. You know, it's not like, you know, my life's on the line or anything. You know, there's a lot of other terrible things going on that you really, you know, my situation's not that bad, you know.
Is it hard not to look at the clock and see it ticking and the you know, time's running out for you here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's something you kind of, you know, have in the back of your mind, but I just try to take it day to day and stay positive and do my treatments the best I can and do everything, you know, whether it's stay in the game mentally. Like, I've been watching, you know, trying to game plan every week I watch just as much film like I'm going to be playing. So I'm, you know, if I do, you know, get a chance to come back, it's not like I'm like, oh, what am I doing here? Like, trying to just focus, you know, every week and prepare like I would normally. And that's something I do to stay in the game.
Have you ever had one of these before?
I've had stingers before, nothing that like what's going on right now. I've had them before, like in high school and a little bit earlier in my career here, but nothing like what's happening right now. So,
besides the obvious with, you know, the final play, Stansy hit Marvin, what do you remember from that game last year against Michigan State? Like, what still stands out in your mind?
I mean, obviously, yeah, the last play was awesome. I remember just, you know, running out there with my roommate and friend, Brett Morris, and we were all fired up. And, yeah, I mean, that type of thing, you know, that's something most people don't get to experience, you know, a last-second touchdown throw like that. And that was unbelievable, obviously. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of great efforts on defense last year as well. And has a great experience last year.
Is it interesting to kind of see Michigan State coming in here almost in a similar situation as to what you guys were in a year ago? They're undefeated, top five, that basically this game is kind of key to them, you know, making a possible run.
Yeah, no, the way they're coached and their philosophies, they do a lot of things like we do around here, and we really respect them as a program. They're, you know, great team, and they're having a lot of success this year. So, yeah, it's interesting to see them, you know, they got coming here to our place now. We get to play each other. It'll be fun on Saturday for sure.